If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Because no one ever said life is fair, here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America. We got Jen Rich hanging out with me this evening. And, you know, I know we went on the air last night, Jen, and we told everybody that Aaron Rodgers was, injured and unable to finish the game for the Jets on Monday Night Football. Tuesday morning, it was confirmed that it went from it didn't look good to it isn't good, and he's going to miss the entire season. And this is probably something that's going to, I don't know, take a while to recover from. I only say that from a sports point of view. I know that there have been older people that have recovered from torn ACLs, but they weren't expected to play at an MVP level in the NFL.
I just thought it was weird how long it took for them to do the MRI. And they're like, oh, it's going to be tomorrow morning. We'll do the MRI. But, you know, why can't they just do it tonight? You know, they don't have anyone available to do this. But, you know, they probably had to do the discount double check.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. Check that out before they do the MRI.
Well, you know, you wait long enough after any one of these injuries, and it's like that old Milli Vanilli song, "Blame It on the Turf," rain. Yeah,
the turf has been kind of slowly taking out people.
Well, I don't think that there's a road to victory. I think that whatever the field is, when the players get hurt, that is what is to be blamed. But we had all kinds of problems in the Super Bowl just 7 months ago, where we were playing on imported, Kentucky Bermuda grass, and they overwatered it. So I don't think that it's necessarily the turf as much as it is, the footwear and everything else. And we'll pick it up with Rodgers on the other side. We got other stuff to talk about. I was going to make it a baseball night here on Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich is here with me. I'm Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, BYLINE, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at Jeff Rich Talks, at A Girl of Many Hats, and of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, I think I was told that we would continue to bash Aaron Rodgers when we came back.
Bash Aaron Rodgers? Sure. Have you heard of this bar in Wisconsin that decided to get himself attention and successfully so with this whole if the Jets lose, we'll take care of your bar tab. So, all these people poured into this place, and of course the media is covering it because, look at how spiteful the Packers fans are about this. And they've already been through it to the same team.
Yeah.
They watched Favre go to the Jets. And for Aaron Rodgers to go down, everybody figured that they were drinking free the rest of the night. And it didn't really work out that way. The Jets end up winning the game anyway. So everybody pays their tab. And I wonder if this guy calls off the promotion now, because the Jets are probably going to lose a little bit more with Zach Wilson.
I would think it only meant while Aaron Rodgers was playing. I'm curious, and I didn't get the opportunity to look. I guess I can during the next commercial break. I'm curious if there's some numbers somewhere of the amount of people who were rooting for the Bills to just wipe the floor with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and then Aaron Rodgers got hurt and Zach Wilson came in. And I personally switched back to being like, yeah, fine, Zach Wilson, let's do it. I switched sides.
Well, and to eliminate...
I can't be the only one who went into that game thinking like, yeah, kill Rodgers. And then Rodgers like killed himself. And we're like, yeah, go Jets.
I was, it's kind of like a couple years ago when when Boise State would bark the whole off season, and then they'd have a big game at the beginning of the year. Like, I think this was the year that they played Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, like Labor Day. And the whole narrative from people around me was, I hope Boise State loses tonight so I don't have to hear about them all year. And I think that this is the Boise State losing in week one of people that didn't want to hear about, number one, Rodgers, because all he did was bitch and whine and he gets himself out of Green Bay with it. I mean, he's, it's just like Chris Paul whining his way out of New Orleans, like Anthony Davis whining his way out of New Orleans. It just doesn't sit well with Joe Sixpack. And that's what Rodgers was. Rodgers is more of a sideshow than, you know, the main attraction anymore. And the fact that the Jets won anyway, the fact that the Jets are pretty good on the defensive side of the ball, which Rodgers has nothing to do with, is fine. Zach Wilson taken second overall. I think that, he's been there for practices. He's going to know the system better than anybody that they can bring in off the street or a backup that they can trade for. So this is, this is how the Jets go forward with plan B, which was plan A until Aaron Rodgers decided to come out of darkness and say, I'm going to be a New York Jet and I'm going to take all of the Packers with me, even though I didn't like playing for the Packers. Because they didn't do anything for me on offense. But he brings his buddies along to New York. So I guess, trashing Rodgers is one thing. And I think that there are a lot of names that we could throw out and have a lot of fun with the whole Rodgers thing. Like, we'd start talking about Johnny Manziel. There's talk of Colt McCoy. There's Jets fans that want the Browns backup quarterback, Dorian Thompson Robinson. I mean, people are all over the place with this. And Daniel and I were talking about it last night. The Vegas odds on Tebow.
Oh, I forgot about Tebow.
Yeah. And I would think that the Jets have too. Not that they've forgotten that he can't play quarterback in the NFL. But I think that they're going to forget that time that he was with them as like a gunner on special teams, because he definitely wasn't he had a better chance of being a regular with the New York Mets than he did with when he played for the New York Jets, and I don't think he ever got out of AA with the with the Mets farm system.
I don't think he did, but he did save at least one life while he was with them.
So is Aaron Rodgers more of a reality star now than he is an athlete?
I mean, if it's his Achilles, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's that or analyst or, I don't know, some kind of assistant on a team.
Oh, I think he goes away. I don't think that. I don't know.
He runs off and does Jeopardy. Wrestles it away from Ken Jenner.
He does want to stay in the spotlight, doesn't he?
I would think so.
Yeah. So maybe he doesn't just disappear,
I don't think we're just going to, he tore his Achilles. We just don't see him anymore. Like, there is no, I don't see any situation where we don't keep seeing him.
I think that, greasiness. He buys a piece of land in Humboldt, California.
Unkempness.
Oh, Kaepernick.
I said with his greasiness and unkempness.
Oh, unkempness. Unkempness. That sounded like it could have been Kaepernick because...
The fact that that guy's even being brought up in conversation again. It's been 8 years. Get over it.
Not in real conversations. Just from his side of the house. Like, the Jets aren't saying, we're going to bring Colin Kaepernick in for a workout, because that's not going to happen.
Just stop. It has been 8 years. You have been given workout opportunities. You squandered those. You were late. You rescheduled them. You weren't. Just stop. It's just embarrassing at this point. Just go away.
Yeah, I think that's fair at this point.
Go away. It has been 8 years. Just stop.
And he was a decent player. And then he just attituded himself out of being part of San Francisco's plans. Hey, and that works out for San Francisco. I do want to bring up that I was watching the replay of the Steelers Niners game, and I only got to watch the first half because I watched the Baltimore Houston game before that, condensed versions, NFL Plus. And I'm going to tell you that Brock Purdy looks like he belongs there. Every quarterback that steps on the field, except for that guy for Denver that was actually a wide receiver in the NFL that, had to play quarterback because the entire Broncos quarterback room was disqualified because of coronavirus and, non-symptoms, but positive test, things like that. It's got me on such a rant. But quarterbacks look competent generally on the field. But the poise you don't see except from veterans. And I'm going to tell you, Lamar Jackson doesn't have it. And he's a great player in this league. But he doesn't have that moxie at quarterback that I saw from Manning pretty much from day one. I saw from Brady once he established himself as the starter in New England, regardless of whether Bledsoe was healthy or not. And it took him winning a few times because I think that it was a little bit fluky. The first Super Bowl anyway. By the time we're talking about the Carolina and Philadelphia games, it was a different story. But I see that moxie. I see that poise from Brock Purdy. I think that there is zero question that he was the future. I think that they really hammered that point home when they sent Trey Lance to Dallas. I don't know what he's going to do there. Dak looks great, and Cooper Rush is solidly the backup there. But maybe he's got to go learn to play football because he just didn't mesh with Kyle Shanahan, which is understandable there in San Francisco. Really think that if I had to blindly bet San Francisco Dallas on a neutral site this week, I don't think that the point spread matters to me. San Francisco is going to win that game, and they're going to cover any reasonable spread against Dallas. I think that the Pittsburgh looked bad, but I think that the Giants just looked terrible, much like the Bills did on Monday Night Football. I want to talk a lot of baseball this hour. We're getting down to the end. I mean, we got this week. By the time we're talking to you at this time next week, we've got 2 weeks left in the season. We've got a lot of teams that will have already clinched and maybe even clinched their seeds as well. So we'll talk to you a little bit about baseball. Jen, you're going to have scores for them on the other side?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, we can hope. All right. She's Jen. I'm Jeff. It's Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
What she says is final. Jen Rich is always keeping score here on Sports Overnight America.
Hello again, this time from the Sports Byline Update Desk, where I am always keeping score. Only thing to score was baseball. There was a lot of it, so I didn't really get very cute with it. I'll just kind of roll into it here. Start over in the American League, where the Yankees and the Red Sox played two. Yankees won both games, 3-2 and 4-1. Royals and the White Sox also played two games, but they split wins. 6-2 White Sox, 11-10 Royals. And then the Rangers beat the Blue Jays, 6-3. The Rays came up short, lost 3-2 to the Twins. A's beat Astros again, 6-2. Seattle shut out Anaheim, 8-0. And then over in the National League, the Nats fell to the Pirates, 5-1. The Braves' magic number dropped down to 2 after beating Phillies, 7-6 in 10 innings. The Diamondbacks can't contain the Mets. They lost 7-4. The Fish fall to the Brew Crew, 3-1. Rockies rolled past the Cubs, 6-4. And the Padres lost 11-2 to the Dodgers. A couple games over in interleague action. Adam Wainwright earned his 199th win in the Cardinals' 5-2 win over the Orioles. The Red Sox went 6-5 and 10 with the Tigers. And then the Giants lost 3-1 to the Guardians. And that's all I have. So I'm going to stop talking now.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You know, I was going to ask Daniel to hop on, you know, turn his mic on to talk a little bit of Guardians Giants, but we don't want to put ourselves through that, let alone putting a radio audience through that. So I will spare you the Guardians Giants series, probably. Probably won't talk about it at all later this week either, because it's just not relevant. I mean, neither of these teams is making the playoffs. The numbers, if the season ended today, and let's be glad that it doesn't, because everybody needs to play out their full schedule. Baseball used to settle their ties on the field, but I think that now that they've got so many playoff games, they just say, hey, let's use tiebreakers. But if the season were to end, you've got Tampa Bay in the top spot, and then Texas and Seattle in the other two wild card spots. And that's probably how it's going to shake out. I mean, don't sell Toronto short, but the way things are going in the West, you know, those teams are all winning. Houston lost, but Texas, big over Toronto straight up. So that definitely helps the cause. And then Seattle shuts out the Angels, who, as it turns out, when they're not playing Cleveland, they're not a very good team. In fact, I've got some water cooler talk today with the baseball guy, and I told him how uninteresting the Angels can be when you don't have Ohtani and you don't have Trout. I mean, nonetheless, Brett Phillips was the big bopper for the Angels over the weekend, but yeah, I mean, this is your playoff field. I mean, one of those teams from the West could go from leading the division and 2 days later, and if those two, you know, they could be out of the playoffs altogether, and if those 2 days later happen to be the end of the season, that's it. Enjoy your offseason. Nice effort. You know, we'll talk for about 10 minutes about how close you were when we recap this regular season. But if you don't make the tournament, you're done. And then you've got that short first round. I think division champions should be spared. It's just my opinion, is that shouldn't have to play a wild card round. Shouldn't have to play that really short series if you win your division. And maybe the answer is going to four divisions per league. Or maybe it's cutting back down to two, and I don't see that happening, because, you know, the more playoff teams that you have, the more playoff games that you have, and the more money you ultimately make. Long distance out should just about be eliminated by now. I guess magic number would be 9 for Toronto and Seattle to bury both Boston and the New York Yankees, who are tied for last place in the American League East, despite the fact that both are a game over 500. And then after that, it's Cleveland, and Cleveland is very close. I think the elimination number would be 6 games for them. So this is very close to being all settled. Just depends on if Toronto wants to play out of their minds, or if any of these AL West teams are going to let it slip a little bit. Over in the National League, not nearly as clean. I mean, right now, if the playoffs ended today, you've got your division champs, you've got Atlanta, you've got the Brewers, and you've got the Los Angeles Dodgers, pretty much having punched their clock. And then, you got Philadelphia, who only leads the Cubs by a game and a half for the top spot in the wild card. And then you're looking at Arizona, that's just 2 games behind the Cubs. Cincinnati, who's only a game behind them. No Giants this segment. So we'll just say that there's a team from California that is a game and a half behind Arizona, but we shall not mention them by name. You've got Miami right there with the same record, and then a significant drop off before you get to the once again, underachieving San Diego Padres. They will very likely finish with a not only far out of the playoffs, but also with a losing record. They're just 4 losses away from that. And yeah, we are getting to the end of the season. But looking at the division leaders, looking at the wild card, of course, the East in the AL can shift. The West is a very fluid situation, and Minnesota, it's just mathematical at this point before they clinch that division and then go bow out in the first round, and certainly not to make it past the division series. That's just me kind of forecasting. Those of you that want Minnesota to regret having an open-air stadium for baseball, which, by the way, is awesome. That want them to have that deep October playoff run so that we could see significant playoff games played in the snow. You're going to have to wait for Minnesota to get better. You're just going to have to wait for the rest of the American League to completely fall apart. Jen, Baltimore, World Series. Is this the first year that we've officially made your fandom, or would it retro date back to last year?
No, it went back to, because I think one of the last selfies I took before I turned 40 was in one of my Baltimore hats. So it's been like 2 seasons now.
Okay, it's been 2 seasons. Basically,
it's whenever the Indians went to the Guardians, because I'm like, if I'm gonna have to buy new crap, I'm just going to buy it for a different team.
Okay, so I went Indians to Guardians, and you went Indians to
Baltimore. Like, I'm not giving your organization any more money to rebuy stuff with a different name on it. If I'm going to buy new things, I'm just going to buy it from a different team. So I picked the Orioles.
And the Trey Mancini jersey was somewhat of a clearance rack item.
That was an eBay item, yeah.
An eBay item.
So. And the hat that I ordered, or the shirt that I'd actually ordered, wasn't available. He like had it listed wrong or whatever. He's like, but I'll send you, I have this other shirt, it'll work out really good. You'll really like it. And I did. I ended up getting a much better shirt. It was like 3/4 sleeves. It has a little zip up pocket on the side where you can put like your ID and keys and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a much better shirt. And it was like $12.99 or something.
Some good deals on eBay.
Yeah.
Some people just want to get rid of stuff, and they'll sell it less for the value that they definitely know it to be. Baltimore, but second year of your fandom for them to, it's kind of like the run that the Suns went on. I kind of shifted over the 2017-2018 season to, from Cleveland to Phoenix, and then they win the lottery, and then, it's 3 years later that, they have a great bubble run in the summer of 2020, and they go to the finals in the summer of 21. So, very cool stuff from the NBA in the infancy of my fandom. You want to get really weird about it 6 weeks after I got to Arizona 22 years ago, coming up this weekend. Diamondbacks won the World Series in early November, like 6 weeks after I got here. So sometimes the timing is just right. I don't really consider it bandwagoning at all, because the Diamondbacks played nothing into my decision to move to leave Ohio to move to Arizona. But, it all worked out in the end. And one of the things I'm thinking is that we could really there's a good conceivable chance that we could get a Philly Baltimore World Series and a Philly Baltimore Super Bowl, in which case I'd definitely be rooting for the Eagles. I'm not sure who I'd have in the baseball game. I'd probably support you and you in the Orioles, but I like the Phillies for some reason.
I can't really go too hard on the Orioles being successful.
Yeah.
Part of when I decided to pick another team, it was convenient because they weren't winning. They were kind of still crappy, so it's not like I was jumping on a bandwagon.
Right.
So it'd be fun to see. It would certainly be fun to have a different team that I back win a World Series, since I already have one with the Cubs. I'm not going hardcore.
I'm going to tell you, Jen, Fall League 2017, the Orioles were well represented with Santander and Mountain Castle on the on the Salt River Rafters.
Senor, show some manners.
A team that we followed. we'll have to fill everybody in on that. For right now, let's say hello to everybody listening on the AFN, the American Forces Network. You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America. Thanks for staying up with us live at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Streaming at sportsbyline.com, and there's like a billion other ways to listen to the show. I'll fill you in on what they are once they tell me what they are. And Jen, they're completely serial. They want everybody to know that they're super serial about the humiliation that USA Basketball just encountered in the not the Olympics and not the NBA Finals.
Then so, not the Olympics.
So, by the way,
the FIBA?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. It's kind of like FILA, except people know what FILAs are.
Oh, well, FIFA.
FIFA, yeah. It's kind of like FIFA's cousin, perhaps with a little bit less corruption. But, the NBA players stopped caring because everybody's tired. Yeah, and this is just my inference, but everybody's tired of playing on that Olympic team and being compared to the names and not necessarily the players that they were in 1992 for the quote unquote dream team. There's a team with Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade and LeBron James that that won bronze at Greece in 2004. We coached by Mike, the unquestioned great Mike Krzyzewski. And, the whole headline was USA Basketball's not that good anymore. And the reality is that the NBA and the sport of basketball on an international level has exploded in the last 25 years. So the NBA success equals out to the detriment of USA Basketball because we're bringing global awareness to a sport. And that's why we have four NBA players in the starting lineup for Serbia. That's how the United States is losing to Germany. That's why Argentina and Croatia are competitive. That's why the games that don't involve USA Basketball are also fun to watch. Now, was it fun to watch Charles Barkley own Angola and, the Americans to win by like 83 points? Yeah, for like 10 minutes. And I think that's why, they did Dream Team 2 in 96, and then they did the Redeem Team in 2008. They were successful in 2012. I believe that they were successful in 16 and 20, and, here we are in 23 and not an Olympic year, and we're getting all bent out of shape, and, these NBA veterans are suggesting that we start having tryouts again, and now you've got a 40-year-old LeBron James playing. You've got Kevin Durant, that's going to commit to play, and he might not even he probably won't even be a Phoenix Sun by the time we get to next summer. But, they're going to get together and they're going to block a lot of young players from the opportunity to participate. But, the ultimate goal is that this country, because it is the host country to the World Championship basketball. And you're familiar, we've talked about this, right? We've talked about the whole, is it fair to say that the World Series champion is the world champion because they don't play like the Japanese champion? I mean, have you ever taken issue with that?
I mean, I have a lot more things going on in my life that I can keep up with that I just don't really have time to be concerned about, the meaning of it or not, but I have thought to myself before that it's weird.
Yeah, okay. And I'm not out to split hairs, but like, the only thing that we're not doing in the NBA is segregating everybody by country. We have this even split of all of the best players in the world. And yes, many of them are Americans, just like a lot of the hockey players are Canadian players. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're not playing the best hockey in the NHL. It just, you know, it just means that it's it's played primarily in the United States, with about less than a quarter of the games played in Canada. But I care more about the long-term seasons that we have, where we establish, you know, proper seeding for the postseason, than playing a two-week tournament with an assembly of players that don't generally play on a team together. I respect the NBA teams a lot more than I respect the international teams, and it's not to slight international competition. It's just I think that you get a truer sense of competition when there's an equally distributed talent pool. You know, you don't get that in baseball because, you know, whoever has the most money can have the best players. But, you know, somewhat of an even distribution of the best players in the world tells me that we're playing a world championship. I would see that the MLS champion is not the world champion. You know, the Premier League could claim it, and a bunch of the other European League champions could claim it, and they play a Champions League. But there's just no counterpart for American major sports champions to go play somebody else. They've already beaten the best players in the world. So I saw the question on social media today. You know, the Dream Team, that name's already taken. Then they had Dream Team 2. And then they had, the aforementioned Redeem Team. So what kind of nickname can we give this team? I said maybe this is finally just the no theme team.
No new kids on the block?
New kids on the block. Well, I was going to go with the rhymes. So, you know, it's the not everything it seems team.
I don't even know who's on it.
Like LeBron, Durant, and they don't know the rest of them. It's just that these big names are going to step up. But again, I don't care. What I do care about is
old kids on the block.
Old kids on the block.
Get off my lawn.
The get off my lawn. I
someone like, bring me my Skechers.
Ooh. That's like kind of like a millennial bomb at the Gen Xers.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to root against them. You know, I didn't like Durant just because he played for the Stolen Supersonics. You know, and then, you know, he joined the Warriors, which everybody thought was him taking a shortcut. So, yeah, it's the Americans are embarrassed. So they're going to talk about this for like 10 minutes. It might happen. It might not. They'll be built better. They won't be all hero ball players. And they'll put a team together that might not have the best names on it. But, you know, a team that will be best equipped to win. Really don't want to end the show without talking about both Julio Urias and Kevin Porter Jr., who have both been removed from their teams now for domestic violence. And Kevin Porter Jr. is just he's a brilliant player, but not a brilliant human being. Gets into arguments and fights with cops. And, this time he not only beat his girlfriend, but while she was sleeping. And, you know, when you see the medical reports on the girl, of course, she's beaten, bloodied. And the only thing that got him to stop beating her was that she took her bloody body out into the hallway of the apartment complex or the hotel and started screaming help. And that was the only thing that got him to stop beating her. There is just no worth of entertainment in this game that we should allow for this type of behavior to be tolerated. Miles Bridges is going to be back on the floor for the Charlotte Hornets. after, you know, getting caught red-handed beating up women. I mean, you know, I wanted to have some time to have an honest conversation about men cheating and playing women's sports, but this was actually a worse issue, right?
I think it's more of a common issue.
It's a common issue because you have, well, you know, John Q. Public, you know, crosses that line and he's just a schmuck. So, you know, nobody really cares about it outside, you know, maybe the victim's family. If there is a victim's family, if she's not, you know, enabling the abuser. And fortunately, you know, John Q. Public's not world-class athlete. These guys are in gym shape. They are in fighting condition to, you know, take on people their own size. Unless you're Floyd Mayweather, where, you know, you can't get a fight unless you date him first. It's just so disappointing. It's so disappointing how it's swept under the rug. Everything gets swept under the rug for the sake of the almighty dollar.
And
the
only thing, I'm like, I wish I had more to say, but as a woman, I have sit here for several decades now and watched sports teams not care about domestic abuse, murder. They don't care. If you're a good enough player, you're going to sell jerseys. We're going to, you know, make commercials. We're going to do NFL ticket, whatever other crap. Like, they don't care. I'm so immune to it at this point that's probably why I don't really care about most of these sports.
Yeah.
I have a hard time caring about a lot of these things.
Dante Stallworth killed a person driving drunk, bought his way out of a jail sentence, and was back on the field. Braylon Edwards gets a, you know, a DUI shortly after that, and is playing 3 days later on Monday Night Football in Miami, where one of their own was killed by an NFL player driving drunk. And, you know, I'll recap that situation. Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets at the time, had a program in place. Anytime, anywhere, you call for a car service and we will take you where you need to go. And, you know, moronic football player decides he's going to double fist, get behind the wheel, and, you know, ends up getting pulled over 2 miles away from where he was drinking. There's just no excuse. And the DUIs, you know, when they don't hit anybody, it's basically victimless. It's arrogant. It's ignorant. It's negligent. But it's not deliberately hurtful. And I think that that's why the, you know, the Ariuses, the Kevin Porter Juniors, the Trevor Bowers. How far do you think that we are away from Trevor Bowers' return to MLB?
I don't think anyone in the MLB. No, I mean, the Dodgers were literally like, we'll give you $250 million to just go away.
Okay. And you know what? He's not pitching at a Cy Young level or even an MLB or acceptable Japanese League level. I mean, he has been demoted in Japanese League ball, which means that...
His ball league in Japan was only for a year or two.
Yeah.
So he might actually not have anything going on right now.
But I think the bottom line is the juice ain't worth the squeeze with him. Browns thought that the juice was worth the squeeze with Deshaun Watson.
We've had this conversation before. Like, you could be really good at something. You could be very talented player, writer, actor, musician, and be just a trash human being. Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you can't be a trash person.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well put. I think that's really well put. And, you know, try to push on anyway, but there are some things that really bother me about this this world that we speak of here on Sports Byline Radio. This is Sports Overnight America, and Jen and I will be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America. Let's give a shout out to Daniel up there at Sports Byline HQ in San Francisco. Appreciate what you do. Like having you on the air with us. Like talking to you off the air. You know, and Jen, every night that you make it down to the home studio, your efforts are certainly appreciated. We know your hands are pretty full with full slates in Major League Baseball. Now we add football to the mix, and it's only a matter of time before the dreaded double dip of NHL and NBA come your way.
Yeah, it's going to get pretty crazy pretty soon.
Yeah, so
that's fine. Keeps me out of trouble.
Have you thrown your name in the ring for the Jets open quarterback position, which isn't really open?
No.
I haven't thrown my name in the ring, but I don't think Robert Griffin III can say the same. Robert Griffin III. Now, we laughed at how ridiculous it is with Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't played since 2016. Robert Griffin III hasn't played since 2018, and he makes it about a quarter and a half before he gets injured because his game is not inducive to staying healthy. I always think it's hilarious when these media people kind of just put the insert themselves into jobs. We've seen it with coaches that get fired. I think that's how Herm Edwards ended up at Arizona State. Ozzie Guillen was basically just trying to get whoever the heck is managing the White Sox last year. I think it was still Robin Ventura. I think he was trying to put himself into the management position. They're like, we already saw that movie, Ozzie. It doesn't end well. That's the world we live in. It's a constant self-promotion.
What's Cam Newton up to?
Cam Newton is on the list for people of the media. Think
and all that, his glorious scarves and hats and.
Oh, he'd play well. Really, he'd play really well in New York.
I think he'd do well.
I think as long as he's not with Belichick, the Eastern Seaboard would treat him pretty well. You got anything else?
Nah.
All right, that's going to do us for us here on Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.